Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. ...853, Monday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get joined by Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington, and there he is. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you on the program. Again, thank you for joining me, and gosh, there's been a lot going on. What caught your attention over the last week or so?
Well, the Tesla thing has been interesting, right? So there was a crash.
Right.
A Tesla vehicle. Where we had one guy strapped in the passenger seat in the front, one guy strapped in the back, and apparently nobody at the wheel.
Right, which Tesla says is impossible, but the police say no, it's not, apparently.
Well, it's interesting. There's been some back and forth. So when it first came out, it was the police announcement and stuff about, well, there was nobody driving this thing. And then, of course, a lot of Tesla Autopilot users on the internet started posting that this doesn't make sense. We don't see how somebody could have done this. I don't think it would have worked this way. And then of course Elon Musk came out and said, well, according to Tesla's analysis, that the autopilot wasn't even being used, and you know that the situation isn't what it looked like. And now Consumer Reports has come out with a report where they actually tested to see if you could even turn the autopilot on and then like climb into another seat, and they said not only could you do it, it wasn't really that hard.
Wow.
so it's kind of going back and forth. It falls in that category of the legal ramifications and so forth around self-driving cars and cars with autopilot and stuff like this.
Interesting. Right. And we know that a lot of the manufacturers who are trying to come up with these systems, Tesla being maybe the most well-known, but as other car companies try to do some similar, right, having some mostly autonomous driving vehicles, they're going to have to put in some safety checks, right? And probably maybe the government might do some regulations like seatbelts and airbags and things like that, that maybe, you know, you have to have a person or be able to figure out that a person's physically in the driver's seat even when its autopilot is turned on.
Yeah, and actually that is kind of what's already there with Tesla. So basically they check to see if there's, you know, weight on this. The way they do it is they check to see if there's weight on the steering wheel, which would imply your hands,
right,
and whether the seat belt is closed around you. But the Consumer Reports people were able to defeat that by basically tying a weight to the steering wheel and buckling the seat belt underneath the person, and then them having them crawl over to the other seat.
Right.
Interesting. Interesting.
And yeah. Some too, I think some systems use maybe scanners and scan the driver's eyes to see if they're paying attention to the wheel. We've seen that with other driver inattention alarms too, right? That are already installed in some vehicles these days. And so they're doing kind of iris scans or making sure that you're looking at the road and not like at a phone or a book or something else rather than paying attention to what's going on.
Yep.
So interesting. Okay. Still seeing a lot of cool things happening on the planet Mars. The helicopter, I believe, has taken 4 flights since we last talked about the first one, and all those have been pretty interesting, higher, farther, faster, as the scientists kind of take more data in from this helicopter. It's certainly not the same as flying on Earth. There's a lot of different atmospheric conditions on the planet Mars.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, today drones on Mars, tomorrow maybe a space colony.
Well, Mr. Musk wants to do that too, so you never know. We'll see what happens. What else is going on this week?
Well, there was a really interesting article on protocol.com about the FTC and a ruling that they've issued concerning artificial intelligence. Now, this is specifically about artificial intelligence that does facial recognition and like for law enforcement and government. But basically the FTC is like, you know, be careful, you guys, because if your algorithm is biased, you know, if you have an algorithm that's biased towards or against one race or another, we're going to take a hard look at that.
Interesting.
So that is an interesting thing. And again, it goes to the way technology is going and how, you know, technology does these kinds of things.
This is the Federal Trade Commission. And so they're saying that if you have artificial intelligence, that all people should be treated equally, all races should be treated equally, as we would hope that would be, especially in this country. But if we have artificial intelligence making some decisions, we want to make sure that they're also not being biased in how they come to their determinations, I guess is what they're saying.
Yep.
Wow. Interesting. Well, you would hope that maybe artificial intelligence might do that a little bit better than human beings can, but I don't know.
Well, it depends
on the programming, I guess.
On the artificial intelligence, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Before we close, one of the fun things in the news that I thought was really gave me a good laugh, especially if you have a teenager that's very into video games. So Audi released a concept car, the Audi A6 e-tron. And it's got a lot of interesting features, but one of the most interesting is that it's got digital LED headlights that are actually designed in a way where they're like a computer projection facility. So you can literally park the car and project something on the wall of your garage with the headlights, like video or video games.
Oh, come on. Really?
No, I kid you not. And and one of the things they did to demonstrate this was they actually developed a video game for a smartphone that you can play using, you know, with your headlights while you're waiting for your car to recharge.
Wow. Well, I guess you may need to do things like that, I suppose. Interesting. Okay. Well, what do they think of next? And I bet we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
All right. Lewis, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Or a week.
That's right. You too. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest every Monday here on our Monday Reboot segment on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.